Today is the feast of the Ascension of our Lord. So the epistle for the Ascension is taken from Acts chapter 1. The former treatise I made, O Theophilus, of all things which Jesus began to do and to teach until the day on which, giving commandments by the Holy Ghost to the apostles whom he had chosen, he was taken up, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, for 40 days appearing to them and speaking of the kingdom of God. And eating together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard, saith he, by my mouth. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. They therefore, who were to come together, asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or moments which the Father had put in his own power, but you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had said these things, while they looked on, he was raised up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were beholding him going up to heaven, behold, two men stood by them in white garments, who also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand you looking up to heaven? This Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Mark chapter 16. At that time, as the 11 were at table, Jesus appeared to them, and he upbraided them with their incredulity and hardness of heart, because they did not believe them who had seen him after he was risen again. And he said to them, Go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sit at the right hand of God. But they, going forth, preached everywhere, the Lord working withal and confirming the word with signs that followed. Please be seated. The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, we celebrate this feast of the Ascension of our Lord. And in a sense, it gives us a great hope because of, obviously, what our Lord had suffered during his passion, and his crucifixion on the cross, these humiliations, these sufferings that he underwent, the scorn that was given to him. It gives us something, obviously, then to look forward to, because it would all end in his glory of his resurrection and then also his ascension. And that is something that I should fill us with a great hope. Because as we suffer in this life, as we have our own tribulations, our own crosses, that we also have the hope of being with our Lord for all eternity. And that is what we're working toward in this life. But it requires from us, just as with the apostles, it requires a great trust, a great confidence and faith and patience in God. I mean, otherwise we would end with kind of a despair if we don't have that trust in Almighty God. As one of the things that you look at with the apostles themselves, you know, as our Lord was, you know, betrayed, the apostles fled because they thought, okay, well, then this is not the one. This is not the Messiah. Even though our Lord had performed all these miracles, he had been with them for so long, he had preached to them, and yet they went away afraid. But our Lord promised them that he would give to them the Holy Ghost to strengthen them, to help them, to be able to fulfill the mission that was given to them, that they would go out to preach to all nations. And so that is something that they needed, that confidence and that trust in Almighty God. You know, just as our Lord had said to them that I will give to you the Holy Ghost, that I have to leave, it's expedient that I leave. that he must leave in order for them to receive then the Holy Ghost. And so we know, just as with our Lord, that his story did not end with the crucifixion, but it would be continued then on with his resurrection and then certainly his ascension into heaven. Some of the spiritual authors, it's interesting to see that some of the spiritual authors said that our Lord's ascension did not happen directly after his resurrection as a means to also to prove to the people that he was truly risen. And it is something that is interesting, because can you imagine if our Lord would have resurrected from the dead and then immediately ascended into heaven? They would not have seen him. The apostles would not have had him strengthen them. But then for the people, they would have doubted that our Lord was truly resurrected, and then he ascended into heaven. But he spent the 40 days with them, instructing them, helping them, guiding them, and it even says eating with them. He did all of these things to show to them that he was there for them. But in order to help them to fulfill the mission that was given to them, and that was to go out to preach to all nations. And so again, that is something that for the apostles, that they would have to go out to all these different lands, speak in diverse tongues, try to convert the people to the faith, and then end up losing their life. They sacrificed their life for the faith, and that was obviously the beginning of the church for all of us. And so we know that with our Lord, what he had preached to them, that it required from them a great confidence and trust. And it's the same thing for us. Believing in the Word of God when we see the world around us, the difficulties, the struggles. And so it should help us then to see with our Lord's his resurrection and his ascension into heaven. And as I mentioned, it gives to us a great hope. And the hope was twofold. There was a hope that at the time for those that were scandalized in the cross, that they saw then that he was true to his word. So it helped them to believe in our Lord as the true Messiah. But then it also gives us a hope that we will be also kind of ascended with our Lord into heaven. And that is the goal that it gives to us in this life. That is how we must spend our life, trying to be pleasing to God so that we too can get to heaven. And so the hope teaches us a patience, because the promises that were promised to us, well, yes, we have to see them fulfilled. And that was something that for the apostles, that they must also see that they were fulfilled to them. You know, one of the promises that was given is, yes, sending the Holy Ghost at the time of Pentecost to strengthen them. That is why he told them, I must leave you. It's expedient that I leave in order for you to receive the Holy Ghost. And so that was one of the promises that he gave to them. But then also that he promised that he would always be with them. And that is the promise that we have with the church itself. That we know that our Lord will always be with us. Even with the difficulties, even with the struggles that we see in the crisis in the church, in a way we see the way that the world goes, we know that our Lord is always there. And that is the promise that he gave to us. And then finally, another promise that he gives, and this I think also is helpful to us. He said, and I, if I be am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. And so again, is that idea of lifting our thoughts to heaven. And that's something that we've talked about in the past, we've talked about before, that we always must draw our sights to heaven. Even as we live in this world, even as we struggle in this world, we have to be in this world, yes. But we must always try to keep our thoughts on high. And that can be the struggle for us on a daily basis, because we have so many concerns, so many worries, so many things in this life. You know, are we able to raise our thoughts on high? And truly, when you look at the apostles, that is something that they had to have done in order to fulfill that mission that was given to them. Because for them, yes, they would have to go out into foreign lands, knowing that they may lose their life, but wanting to preach this word of God, that they were strengthened by the coming of the Holy Ghost to help them. But they always had to try to keep and elevate their thoughts to God, keep their thoughts toward heaven. You know, as they went out, as they struggled, as they met people that would not accept the word of God, They had to keep their thoughts toward God. And that is what our Lord is saying, is that he would draw all things to himself. And that is should be a consolation to us of knowing that our Lord is wanting to draw us toward him. He wants to bring us toward heaven. And that is the hope that we must have, that we will reach that goal. And so we must pray on this great feast of the Ascension, because it is one of the greatest feasts of our Lord, because it shows his divinity, it shows his power. Because remembering that our Lord, he ascended into heaven on his own power. And that is something that we must always recognize in our Lord and the power that he shows. This divinity that is proven by that. Proven obviously by his resurrection and proven by his ascension into heaven. But that promise that he makes to us, that we too can be ascending with him into heaven as the goal for us in this life. So try to make sure that your thoughts, your heart is drawn toward heaven. As we have to live in this world, yes, we don't get bottled down by this world or dragged down by this world. We try to elevate our thoughts toward God. Because that is what our purpose in life is what our Lord wants from all of us, is to bring us to heaven. And that is why he said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.